Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
The Director of Communications for the Pennsylvania Institute, Dan Bartkowiak. Dan, welcome back to KDK Radio.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
For those that don't know, what does the Pennsylvania Institute do?
Yeah, we're a statewide nonprofit organization. We look to strengthen families. We strive to look at, especially with our politicians, what they're doing, both good and bad, for families. And certainly with marijuana commercialization, which this would be, it's something that would very much hurt families across the state.
And you fear that the legalization of adult use recreational marijuana, would that fall into the hands of those under the age of 18, you believe, or do you think they'll be exposed to it more readily?
Well, absolutely, and I think that's what we see in legalized states with the commercialization of this drug. I mean, gummy bears, candies, chocolates, they get infused with high-potent THC marijuana. I mean, down in D.C., I saw an advertisement for animal crackers that are infused with marijuana. I mean, animal crackers are advertised to my kids, and we're having all these products that are used with marijuana. That's something that I don't want to see commercialized for the sale throughout the state of Pennsylvania.
Well, it seems in this day and age that the leverage now has gotten behind the governor and lieutenant governor's efforts because of the financial need for revenue, and they are suggesting that would be a good resource to do that.
Well, I'd suggest look at other states. I mean, when it comes to any projections of revenue, no state's met those projections. Often what's pointed in the state is they have a 35% sales tax. That's something the black market would love. And frankly, it doesn't look at any of the costs, the social costs, the regulatory costs, healthcare costs that are incurred by these states. So I think it's something ill-advised by our top officials. When we're sitting on $1 billion from the CARES Act funding in reserves. I mean, Governor Wolf talks about an economic boost. That's something that would boost our economy right now. What he's talking about here would not happen right now. And so it's just, frankly, ill-advised governing to say that he wants an economic boost when we're sitting on $1 billion CARES Act funding. So, it's again, we need different solutions than the one that he's trying to put.
Do you think that the money, the pie-in-the-sky money of $600 million annually brought in, I think, over 10 years, I believe, is what they wanted, 10 years, $600 million, do you think that takes into effect the startup costs to just get the ball rolling?
I think it's at all of these press conferences, we've heard $200 million, $300 million, $600 million. I mean, it's all these various numbers, and frankly, it doesn't calculate any of the costs that come into this. It's so frustrating with our governor, lieutenant governor, that continue to say this, continue to have special interest groups. I mean, they had a campaign donor, essentially, that was at yesterday's press conference. So if you're inviting those, it's all politics that we're looking at this issue. So if we really want to help Pennsylvanians, I mean, there's thousands of people right now that haven't received unemployment checks. I mean, we're still waiting on our government to help many of these moms and dads that are trying to figure out, are they going to get unemployment from the state? I mean, we're 6 months into this pandemic, and here Governor Wolf continues to tout over and over again a policy that, frankly, would be harmful to families. And we have issues, especially with the CARES Act funding, I'd point to. It's just ridiculous that we talk an economic boost. Well, let's get to work on getting that economic boost from the CARES Act if we're going to go there. So, again, it's just disingenuous when we're trying to look for ways to help Pennsylvania, and we're pointing at a area that's going to bring more cost to our families across the state.
Dan, what do you say to people who say, Dan, the genie's out of the bottle, but Pennsylvania already has medical marijuana. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think certainly when it comes to the issue, I think many think we need recreational to help families. I mean, we do have a medical marijuana program right now that folks can help get things to help certain conditions. And then also, too, Governor Wolf is touting decriminalization. I mean, it is an area, if you have concerns over the social justice aspect of this issue, I mean, there's issues with the decriminalization of marijuana that could be talked about. But what we're talking about here is the full-on commercialization to have this product throughout social media, to have companies come in and look to profit, frankly, off of people that will become addicted to this drug. I mean, the potency level that has skyrocketed, the harms that we've seen in families that are in states that have experimented with this, it's not worth it here in Pennsylvania, yet we continue to have our top officials touting these so-called benefits when there's so many costs that they don't calculate.
When they add the tax on to legalized marijuana and they regulate the potency, does that make the black market boom?
Well, Colorado, I mean, there's folks that say they've become the epicenter of black market marijuana in the country. And especially when you look at a tax rate that would be 35%, I don't know how many people want to pay an extra 35% on a product. And so it certainly is going to drive the black market sales. So again, this whole issue does not calculate the harms that go into it. We have representatives that say this is harmless. You have Governor Wolf that says he can't see how anyone sees this as addictive. That completely pushes away the science that we see on this that shows marijuana is addictive. Marijuana can be an addictive and dangerous drug. That's what we see from science replicated over and over again, and that's not what Governor Wolf or Lieutenant Governor Fetterman give any recognition to.
Well, we'll ask Lieutenant Governor Fetterman right after the news at 7 here in a few minutes. Dan Barkowiak, Director of Communications. Go to pafamily.org for details on what they do. We appreciate your time this morning, Dan. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.